it begins with an apology, and I apologize.
That's Florida Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam during a Florida cabinet meeting last year, apologizing to former wards of the Dozier School for Boys. The now grown men who went to the North Florida Reform School as juveniles in the 1950s and 1960s say they suffered severe beatings and sexual abuse at the hands of staffers. It took nearly a decade to bring this issue to light, and Putnam was instrumental in helping bring this issue to the cabinet in recent years.
And I don't think it takes an act of the legislature to say what needs saying, which is, you know, I'm very sorry for what these men and these generations of boys endured while wards of the state. It was unconscionable.
But the Florida legislature did decide to act this year. Last week, the Florida House formally apologized to the victims of Dozier, as well as those who say they suffered similar abuses at its sister campus in Okeechobee. House Speaker Richard Corcoran has made this one of his priorities this year. He calls the apology a, quote, minimum first step.
I cannot say with enough heartfelt remorse that it's taken this long for a legislature, with all the evidence that is before us, to come forth and apologize for what has to be one of the blackest moments on our state's history. And as much as we apologize for the grave injustice that was done to these now men but young children, we hope that there'll be some degree of healing and closure that can take place, knowing that it's being recognized. But the most important part is that it never happens again to anybody else at any time in our state's history.
And Wednesday, the Florida Senate followed suit with an apology of its own. As with the House resolution, Dozier survivors and their families watched from the Senate gallery as St. Petersburg Democrat Daryl Rouson read the apology.
This resolution declares that the Senate regrets the treatment of children at Dozier School for Boys, that it was cruel, unjust, and a violation of human decency, and acknowledges this shameful past of our state's history. This resolution, on behalf of the Senate, apologizes to these men yet living, to the boys known and unknown in their remains. We say to you, we apologize. We are sorry.
The reform school survivors were also individually recognized, and after all the senators signed on to co-sponsor the apology expressing their regret, they gave a standing ovation.
Those of you who are with us today, we say again, we're sorry.
And so all those now in favor of the resolution signify by saying yay.
Yay.
Show the resolution adopted. Thank you very much, Senator Rouson.
Meanwhile, the House has passed a bill which includes memorials in Tallahassee and Marianna for the boys believed to have died from the abuse and were buried in unmarked graves on the grounds. Through DNA matches, University of South Florida researchers in recent years helped reunite some of the 55 remains they unearthed with the boys' descendants. Many of the Dozier survivors, including Jerry Cooper, also helped to get that bill passed. Cooper is the head of the so-called White House Boys, named for the building where former wards say a lot of the abuse occurred.
A lot of the men, the White House Boys, a lot of them have passed over the last 3 to 4 years. I hope this closure comes as quickly as it can, because we, like I said, we don't have that kind of time.
Kim Case with Holland and Knight has helped represent the White House Boys through this legislative process. She says with no Senate companion, she's working to see if the Senate will take up the House Memorial Bill, expected to cost $1.5 million. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kordner.